Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this is more thoughts on the overall document, and I don't know where we would put these comments that I'm about to make in there. In one of my earlier comments, I mentioned the important role UNEC documents play in terms of being reference standards and how a lot of stakeholders refer to it. Maybe we need to, since we are discussing an important topic as loss and waste, some also guidance for retailers and buyers, because in our experience, we've seen a very unrealistic standard set by buyers, which causes the suppliers to throw away product that doesn't meet those tolerances and sort of directly or indirectly contributing to the loss and waste. So I've seen plenty of, for example, tomato fields. When I walked in, it was just red. And so I asked the farmer what happened. He says, that didn't meet our buyer's spec, so we just left it because it was too expensive to harvest and do something with it. So these are the kind of things we want to avoid. So maybe some sort of guidance will be helpful.